With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden is imploring the top four leaders of Congress to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown early next month and to pass emergency aid for Ukraine and Israel. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer of New York says he told House Speaker Mike Johnson during their meeting to get the funding bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan done.
I told him this is one of the moments. I said I've been around here a long time. It's maybe four or five times that history is looking over your shoulder. And if you don't do the right thing, whatever the immediate politics are, you will regret it.
House Speaker Johnson says the country's first priority is a secure southern border.
I believe the president can take executive authority right now today to change that. And I told him that again today in person, as I've said to him many times, publicly and privately over the last several weeks. It's time for action. It is a catastrophe, and it must stop.
The government could begin cutting back services as early as Friday. Also at SRNNews.com, American consumers weren't feeling all that optimistic about the U.S. economy last month.
Consumers in the United States aren't feeling as confident this month. The Conference Board, which is a business research group, said its consumer confidence index is down over 4 points this month since January. It went from 110.9 to 106.7. The index is a way to measure Americans' assessment of economic conditions and its outlook for the next 6 months. Economists pay close attention to consumer confidence, since consumer spending accounts for about 70% of American economic activity. The index was improving for 3 straight months before this decline. The drop comes as a bit of a surprise, since the economy has shown resilience into higher interest rates and inflation. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 155 points, but the NASDAQ is up 1 point. This is SRN News. China has blocked one of the world's favorite Christian platforms.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattena says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China. More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The head of the Jewish community in Denmark says the number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since the October 7th attack on Israel that ignited the war in Gaza have reached levels not seen since World War II. In 2023, 121 incidents were recorded in Denmark, chiefly online. Of those, 20 incidents were death threats. The U.S. has not been spared either. This is SRN News. Norfolk Southern wants its shareholders to back its current management team and strategy and reject a bid from a group of investors to take control of the railroad.
Norfolk Southern has urged shareholders to reject Ancora Holdings' 8 board nominees. The railroad also nominated 2 new board members of its own, a former Amtrak CEO and a former U.S. senator, to offer fresh perspective without derailing its current plan. Ancora argues that Norfolk Southern hasn't done nearly enough to improve its efficiency because its profits and operations continue to lag behind those of other major freight railroads.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the Biden administration funding 17 projects to expand renewable energy access on Native American reservations and in other rural areas. That $366 million plan will fund solar, battery storage, and hydropower projects across 20 states. More details at SRNNews.com.